Consider your potential mate first. Do they have good hands? Are their fingers straight with unobtrusive knuckles? Are their thumbs flexible yet firm? Make sure the palms are not dithered with an abundance of shallow lines. This indicates a tendency toward thought, which inevitably leads to strife. Let us examine the matter of astrology. Does their natal chart veer off in any unpleasant directions? Are they a Virgo? Are you a Virgo? What's going on in the seventh house? Center the wheel on a pin and give it a spin. Do you find yourself mesmerized or kind of sick? The matter should then be taken to course by a few more garden variety studies. Do they smoke? Pay careful heed to the collection of old mix cassettes in the shoebox behind the passenger seat of their vehicle. How many have foreign handwriting on them? How many seem to be from early college, from high school? Do any have titles revealing frustrated and unresolved feelings for someone from their distant emotional history? And if so, is this someone you're going to be able to stand hearing the soundtrack of for the next 3 decades? Are they allergic to cats? Are they terrified of dogs? Will their goldfish eat your goldfish? Are they really more of a Malamute person? How much of the food in your refrigerator will they be willing to eat? How much will openly offend them? Do they eat with their fingers when a fork is more appropriate? Do you? Is their underwear the kind of underwear that might offer some small erotic thrill slipping into yourself, or does it more readily bring to mind the local grocer's 2-for-1 special on bleach? Please turn to the quiz on page 64, keeping in mind that if you score lower than 9 on compatibility with anyone, you probably shouldn't even leave the house.